It is 7:05. You're listening to 100.5 FM. Good morning. I'm Ray Richardson. Thanks for joining us. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget, our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line is 207-409-6172. You can find out more at stovesofmaine.com. So I get a letter in the mail from a young lady, said she goes to Greeley High, and we get a lot of stuff like that. But at the bottom it said Zandan, and I'm like, wait a minute, that's an unusual name. We had tacos with these folks. We had ice cream with these folks. I wonder if it's Justin's daughter. So I called him or texted him or something. He's like, it is. This is all legit. So Tori and Debbie Zandan are here right now, right? Is that true? Are you here?
Yeah, hey, we're here.
You look like you're here. Are you awake?
Yes.
Really? Are you sure?
Yes.
All right. All right. Well, you're smiling big. That's good. That's good. So the letter was about going to some far off place, South Africa, China, Tibet. Australia.
Yeah.
Okay, that's right, Australia.
Yeah, it's a place I've been wanting to go for a while, and especially to be able to compete in a track meet there. That would be something to remember forever.
Of course it would. So explain all this. You obviously run track for Greeley.
Yes.
What are your events?
I compete in long jump, triple jump, 100 meter hurdles, and 300 meter hurdles.
How long did it take you to get the rhythm of the triple jump? Because that's a tough one.
Actually, I kind of just went into it one day not knowing how to do anything, and I just kind of went for it. It wasn't that hard to learn, but it's kind of more of like the fun events to do out of the meet. But
how far is your long jump?
My PR is 17.2.
17.2?
Yes.
Wow, that's almost 6 yards.
Yeah.
How fast are you? Because, you know, if you go fast, fly far.
That's not really my strong suit, but that's what I'm working on right now.
So you run the 100, did you tell me?
I run 100 meter hurdles.
100 meters, that's right. Yeah. And what else do you run?
I do the 300 meter hurdles, and then I've done the 400 meter hurdles once.
So before. What's your best event?
I would say long jump, and then hurdles, they switch off sometimes, yeah. It depends on the day.
17 feet 2 inches?
Yes.
Wow, that's impressive. That's a long way. And you're a sophomore, so you still got room to improve.
Yes.
Are you hoping to run track or do field
I've
events in college?
Yes, I've been looking at colleges to run at. I really hope I get the opportunity to run at a good college so I can improve more.
One of the best track and field facilities in the entire world resides in Gainesville, Florida, where the University of Florida is. That's where the Gators play. Not that I'm biased, but it's still true. And, of course, they have a wonderful facility where they train for the Olympics out in Oregon as well. So you probably know.
Yeah, I'd love to go to college in Florida, somewhere warm, where track is easier just to do every day. Because cold can be rough.
What makes you want to run?
I kind of like the whole, like, team part of it. Like, and it's really fun to just kind of do it with all your friends, and like the feeling you get after, I feel like, oh, I did something good today. That like it kind of makes you go home feeling like you did something great.
Do you think you've had your best race yet?
I would say I had maybe a couple, but I don't think the greatest race I've had of all time has happened yet.
There you go. I love that. Keep striving for the best. So, Mom, you're here. You must be pretty proud.
I am.
Yeah.
I am.
I do remember they came with us when we went for tacos. She was a wee little one when that happened. She's no longer a wee little one.
No, yes.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
They grow fast.
So, going off to Australia, are you going too, or is somebody going?
I am going to go there to support her, yep.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Yeah. How long are you guys gone for?
It's a 10-day trip. It takes about a day and a half to get there.
Right, yeah.
so 10 days.
As John Baldacci would say, it's a mile into the woods, it's a mile out. So it's a day and a half to get there and a day and a half to get back.
Yeah,
So how did this all happen? Going to Australia to run track seems like an unusual thing. You must be close to 16.
Yes, I'm almost 16.
So that seems like, you know, an unusual thing. How did all this happen?
So I got this letter from my school, and someone else from my school also got it, and we thought it would be super cool to compete in a track meet in Australia. So we looked more into it and we found out that it's like this awesome organization and so many other countries will be there competing. And I think that would be so cool to compete against other.
So almost like an Olympics in a way.
Exactly.
Because you have people from all over the world. State Representative Josh Marsh just walked in. Josh, this is one of our fine young Maine people.
Yes, absolutely.
What are you wearing a Celtic shirt for?
Because they're the defending champs.
So
they beat Philadelphia last night.
Did you wear it when they weren't the defending champs?
Of course.
I've never seen you wear it before in the studio, and you've been coming here for 4 years.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I've worn it before. Yeah.
Didi, has he won it before?
Maybe not here. I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. You haven't won it here before. So you basically got on the bandwagon when they started winning.
No, again. I've been on the bandwagon for the Celtics.
He's usually dressed up for work when he comes in.
Oh, that's a good point. You were cold today, weren't you?
It is cold today.
It's cold today.
Did your Scion warm up at all before you got here?
Maybe my soul.
Your soul. Is that what it is?
That's
the soul?
What it is.
Oh, God. Soul.
Literally or figuratively?
Both.
Lord have mercy. This is what's going to happen to you when you grow up. It just gets more and more crazy. So is your friend going as well?
She is.
Wow.
Yes.
So you're both going from Greeley down
to... Yeah. She's a junior, so it's cool that we both committed to going.
Yeah.
Which, that's really exciting.
When is this?
This starts on July 5th. We fly from... LA airport. We all meet there and then start flying to Australia.
So you fly out July 5th or you're in Australia July 5th?
We will start flying out July 5th.
So you get to celebrate the 4th of July in America.
Yes.
Yes, we love that so much. You'll be out in LA for it, so it'll be different.
We will be in LA for the 4th and then leave on the 5th and we will lose July 6th and arrive on July 7th.
Wow.
Yes.
Because of the time zone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But then you gain a day coming back, so it's not so bad.
Yep.
Not so bad. So I would imagine this costs money.
Yes, it does. It costs a lot.
It costs a lot of money.
Yes.
So is the school paying for it?
I'm trying to fundraise the payments for me and my mom to go for as little as we can get it to.
So what do you think you got to raise?
Like around $10,000 is the goal for both of us to go.
Australia's not cheap, is it?
No.
No.
Definitely not. Yeah.
But this is part of a worldwide organization that you're going to meet in Australia. Do they meet in other places or is it always Australia?
I think it's always Queensland, Australia.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, coast-to-coast international athletics. They have a yearly track meet there and they also have a golf tournament at the same time. So they try to get... the director of the group for the U.S. base, they try to pull in as many students from all the states in the U.S. to compete on the USA team, and then they go there.
Wow, that's exciting.
It's pretty.
Do you have to qualify, or gotten the you do?
There was qualifying standards. I can't remember exactly what they were, but I got in for all four of my events. So
you met the qualifying standards.
Yes.
So we have a track champion here is what you're telling us. And you're only a sophomore. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
So how are you raising money?
So we're at, you know, she's putting together the sponsor letters, the like one that you sent or that you received in the mail. And
sending them to as much people as we possibly can to hopefully...
You mean it wasn't a personal letter to me? I thought, wow.
It was.
I wrote your name down with a letter.
On top of the photocopied letter you wrote. Yes, I understand. But at least you did it in purple, so I thought for a second it was personal. Well done. Didi liked it. Purple's her favorite color. So.
Perfect.
Well, I responded immediately, so it must have worked.
Yes,
are you
it
having,
did.
Did you just start your fundraising efforts?
We just started.
So you're just getting going here.
Yeah.
So what can people do? People are listening right now, and they think, wow, this is a great opportunity for you. And you're a great Maine kid, so we want to help you out. What can people do? How do they help you?
People can help out by giving any donation to coasttocoastinternationalathletics.com/payments, and that would bring you to the place where you can donate.
And it has your name.
And it has. And if you write my name in a little note, it'll go directly to my account for the trip, and that will be all help for the total costs of the trip.
So whether it's $5, $50, or $5,000, anything helps.
Anything.
You know, one of my buddies, Bob Morrill, used to say, and he's not the first, but he said it well, many hands make for light work. So if a whole lot of people gave $5 or $10,
yes, exactly.
pretty soon that all adds up. So.
Yes, it does.
Very much.
So we're going to put it on the website so people can easily go to it. Josh Morris is already looking at his phone.
That's
I can
right.
see it right
That's
now.
Right.
He's already checking it out.
Look
so
it up.
It's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Very good stuff. So they reached out to you. They reached out to other schools in the state. And, I mean, I'm just curious because that's the way my mind. How did they find you?
That's a good question. I think it was the overall, like, they want a good USA team. So they want some people to be able to compete and, like, multiple events and like people I think who've been doing it for a while.
Tori had a very good year as a freshman in the track.
Oh, you did?
Yes. She had very good year, so I think her name got out there after her.
So one of you two brag about it then, because we'd like to know how she did.
Yeah, she did really well as a freshman in both indoor and outdoor track, and you can correct me if I get any of the details wrong. But
so what does that mean she did really well? I mean, she's coming like seventh in an eight-person race, or did she win some races, or just brag a little bit. It's okay. We're I'm asking you to do it.
For outdoor, I won the state champion title with my whole entire team, and I for singular events, I won 300-meter hurdles and long jump. I came runner-up in triple jump. And I
wait, slow down. You won the state title in a couple of these?
I won them in two events.
And
but
you won them in two events as a freshman?
Two, yes.
Okay, so now we understand. Wow.
Yeah.
That's impressive. The big man just walked in.
Morning.
You know the big man. The Vern Dukes. You know the man.
Morning.
You know these
Vern.
Ladies, don't you?
I know these people.
Yes, you do. They said they knew you. They were trying to get out of here before you showed up, but it didn't work out.
Greeley people.
Yes, Greeley people. Yeah. Well, you're a Greeley person. You're a Cumberland boy.
Yes. Yes, I am.
Vern, why don't you go find a chair so you don't have to bend down?
Are you can have my chair.
No. Lord, no. Okay. No. Vern looks like his back is hurting. We have a coat rack in the lobby, Vern. Anyhow, so you won two state events as a freshman?
Yes.
And then your team won the states.
We did, and it was very exciting.
Yeah, I
that
bet it was.
Really. Yeah, we're hoping to win indoor this year, but we'll see how that'll play out soon.
My son came in third in the 800 for, was it indoor or outdoor? I don't remember. Might have been indoor. And we thought that was the greatest thing in the world. You won two state events individually and the overall team. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess we now know why they picked you out. That makes sense. Well, we were wondering, you know. So, Vern, they said they know you.
She's a pretty good runner.
Yeah, apparently so. She won two state titles by herself, yeah. And then her team won.
Her daddy's pretty proud, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, no, I
he doesn't hesitate to chat about her.
Did you get a letter from her, Vern?
I don't know. Did you send us a letter?
I think so.
Did you send it to Cafe 1055,
I
or
did.
Did you? You did?
Did
she sent me a letter, Vern.
Okay, then I haven't checked the mail.
Anyhow.
Well, you know.
Well, this is pretty
get
awesome.
Over there.
This is pretty cool. So we have a champion in the room.
Yes.
Wow, if I'd known, I would have curtsied. I would have. I didn't know. I just, you know, you wrote me the nice letter, and I thought, okay, this sounds cool. The last name I know, so I got hold of your dad and said, is this your daughter? He said, it is, so we knew it was legit. Now we have a champion in the room. I love champions. I love people who win. What did he say? You're going to win so much, sir. You're going to tell me, stop it. We can't win anymore. Can you keep winning?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'll
exactly.
try to.
She'll keep winning.
Yeah.
Listen, don't listen to him about the University of Florida nonsense, okay? University of Georgia is much better.
Mm. Yeah.
Just saying.
You think so?
Yeah, much better. Just saying.
What?
I don't know just if she saying. Has an opinion yet, quite yet, about this.
She's I don't know it. Yet. We'll see.
Should check it out. Just saying.
Yeah, there's a reason certain things happen, and it's all because Georgia's no good.
Yeah.
You know?
They just happen to have more champions, though.
No, they don't, actually. We have more championships than they do. Yeah. Georgia's only won two since 1980. Florida's
We're
won
not talking
three.
Just football, mister.
I did not attend the University of Florida, but I visited. I have another friend who attended there, and he took me to one of his frat parties. So,
so you're not in. Only are we champion football, but we're the number one party school in the nation.
I would agree with that.
Yeah, it's true.
Note to self, hey. Don't go to Florida.
Hey, good to know. Are you old enough to know who Tom Petty is?
Nope.
I won't back down.
She would recognize it if she heard the songs. Yep.
He got his start on Frat Row at the University of Florida. That's where he got started. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. So, all right, so let's get back to you. This has been fun. So you're a champion, which is why you got chosen or asked or selected. So now you got to raise $10,000. What did your mom and dad say? Mom and dad, I want to go to Australia. It's going to cost $10,000. Write the check. What'd they say?
Well, the first thing my dad says would absolutely not. And then and then I started to convince him more, and I think it worked.
Vern, you just said he was so proud and won't stop talking about it. Right. But I guess when it comes to writing a $10,000 check, he draws the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah.
Absolutely not.
Yes.
He does work hard for that money.
He does. There's no doubt about it.
Needs her to work hard, too.
Yeah, no doubt. Well, we're going to have you back a few times. Why don't you bring your friend with you next time as well, who's going with you
to
Australia.
Yeah,
and have her come in. And so give out the information again about how people can help you out if they want to.
Perfect. CoastToCoastInternationalAthletics.com/payments is the best way to.
And they got to put your name.
It's the number two.
Number two?
Coast to the number two coast.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Coast to the number two coast.
And if you write my name in the notes, it goes directly to my account.
And so what is your name? Is it Victoria? Is it
Tori?
Victoria Zandan. Z-A-N-D-A-N. Did I get that right?
That's correct.
Wow.
Yep.
That's pretty amazing. I got one right this morning. And it's 7:22. It didn't take me that long.
Good job, Ray.
How good is that? Well, we will have you back. Congratulations on your championships, obviously belatedly. And we'll have you guys back and talk more about it. If you want to bring your friend next time or anybody else with you to talk about it and really give it a little more depth, that would be great. But we want to try to help you raise some money here.
Thank you.
And Dee Dee will put this up on the website. And so people can easily find it for the audience. If you got a nickel or a dime in your pocket and you want to donate it to help this young lady go to Australia and compete and make America proud, which is what we want to do, then you can go to our website, WLOBradio.com, and find the link on how to do it.
Wonderful.
Ladies, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Great. Good to see you both, and we'll see you again real soon.
All right.
7:22. At Community Pharmacy, we are a contracted provider with most insurance plans. We have all your vaccines, and you can